Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Yeah, absolutely no one. I know this. Get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell absolutely amazing. I know this is not the smell that you're thinking of from the 90s when your mom first pulled this out for you. These smells will light up your bathroom, honestly. They'll make your shower experience better.
It smells like a spa, actually.
Oh, yeah. And how do you know this?
Well, I mean, Nair's in the household. So anytime Nair's used, it smells like a spa.
You probably don't even know what it does.
It takes hair away.
It works in as little as 3 minutes. You don't have to bother with nicks, cuts, shaves. And the smooth lasts so much longer than shaving. You're also not going to have to deal with any of those shave bumps or anything like that, because the bumps are just as annoying as the nicks, right? Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all the nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates. So you can feel good about what you're putting on your skin and you can have a little bit of a me time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. And as Ben smelled for himself and he likes it, it's Ben approved. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
This is the Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
All right. Welcome to Almost Famous. I am so excited to get to talk to you today. I mean, this is going to be a gripping interview.
Oh, boy.
Yes. So, Susan, you've been a part of, obviously, The Golden Bachelor.
Yes,
that was
I
just
have.
Air, that just aired. And then you were a huge part of the Golden Wedding.
The wedding.
Yeah. Were you surprised when they were like, you know, let's have Susan actually do the officiant
So, you know,
work.
It's funny, when I talked to Jason some months before, they had me go do a segment in Joey's show.
Yeah.
And he said, while I have you on the phone, just know January 4th, you're going to be out in Cali. And I said, for what? And he goes, well, just let's just say it's an opportunity. In my brain, yeah. I was like, I'm going to get to meet Chris Kay. We're going to have lunch. So when we were at the final rose, And they announced the wedding January 4th. I knew.
I just knew right then.
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. Now, you and I were talking earlier. We are actually coming, this podcast, we're doing it here in Carmel, California. It's beautiful, isn't it?
Lovely place.
It's our second year coming out here to do the Pro-Am and to be a part of everything out here, which has been so beautiful. And you and I were talking outside about how you said you haven't had a bunch of people sliding into your DMs.
Yeah, I'm not lucky.
Unsurprisingly. But I think have you gotten a bunch of officiant offers now that you've been...
blowing up.
Yeah.
It's blowing up.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's been great.
So who knows? I mean, you might just roll on. It might be one of those things that comes. You're up there on the stage officiating
Meet the man of my dreams at somebody's wedding.
He's like a groomsman. Who knows, right? Yeah. Has it been a certain demo that you've been...
They're mostly young brides, though. You know, is your father available? I mean, have an uncle. You know.
So, what is the age range? Like, I know you were on the show, The Golden Bachelor, and we all know that Gary's in his 70s, right? Mm-hmm. So, is that your prime? Because you're youthful. You have a ton of energy.
I'll go 70, but
I can see you going down.
I won't go past 14 years younger.
Yeah, okay. Well, I was going to say, finish the sentence. So 14 years younger.
10 years I could do.
Okay, yeah. So you'd be looking at 55.
55.
There you go.
56, actually.
Okay. So that's not a bad, see, I'm 53.
Well, see.
I mean.
Too bad you're taken.
I'm telling you. We have some fun.
We would.
Yeah, we do some good stuff. So, okay, you're on the show. We were talking about how the producers can kind of encourage you to say things and get you to do different things. And it's ratings gold, right? I mean, the show was a big hit.
Yes.
So there was something you brought up that I thought was kind of interesting. Something about some measurement of something. What was that?
Well, as I said on the Women Tell All, if I knew my son was going to be that upset with me for saying 6 inches, I mean, he didn't talk to me.
Are you kidding?
Oh, Mom, I can't believe you said that. So when I was on Women Tell All, and Jesse asked me to describe that moment, I said I would have definitely said 8.
Hey, if you're going to get in trouble for it anyway,
my mom will go big.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Exactly.
Now, okay, we've been hearing some talk that there might be some conversations about, because of the success of The Golden Bachelor and The Golden Wedding, maybe they do a Golden Bachelorette.
I believe that's happening.
Yeah.
I think the ad's out for men to apply.
Interesting.
I believe, honestly, that you can find more women than you can men at that age.
Yeah, so I bet.
I have that opportunity, I hope I like one of those 20 men.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny.
Definitely go down in age.
Right. Yeah. There you go. You'll be like, hey, let's open up the casting pool a little bit, right? Have they mentioned it to you? Because, you know, they're notorious for bringing it up to a couple of people on the show that might be of interest.
Yeah. There's four of us, I think. That this has been
interesting.
Yeah. You know, we all have our own thoughts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who knows?
I always thought it was interesting that when they asked me to be the bachelor and I was excited, you know, like, of course, you know, this would be
Did
so
they
much
ask
fun.
Just you?
No, I think they brought it up to like three of us on the
See?
Show.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
then,
yeah.
And then my story was kind of interesting because, Oprah had taken a liking to Trista's season of the Bachelorette.
Right.
And I was someone who just kept appearing on Oprah, right? So I was on there like 14 times from the time I was The Bachelorette. And Oprah one day was like, I want Bob to be the next Bachelor. And that was really all it
took. Sure enough.
You know?
That's all we need. Oprah, where are you?
Yeah. Hello, Oprah. Earth to Oprah. But they never asked me. They never like said, like, what are you interested in a woman? Like, they didn't ask me. So when I show up as the Bachelor, it was like, I think they cast who they thought I would be interested in. Not necessarily. They didn't
say,
like,
the producers never...
They never said, like, do you like blondes, brunettes?
Yeah,
do you
yeah.
like, you know, someone who's, you know, tall, short? They didn't ask me anything.
I wonder if they did Gary, if he had anything to do with it.
I would be interested in that.
Would be interesting.
Because generally speaking, I think they don't, right? Because they're looking at a pool of very confident.
All types. Yeah.
And you and I talked about this. I've been asked a bunch of times, you know, what type of advice would you give to the next Bachelor? And my statement has always been for the guy to realize it's not about you, right?
It has you're really nobody.
You. No, I'm always like, buddy, you are not Ben Affleck, okay?
This is
just
because
you go on a show
women.
And hand out a flower, it doesn't make you a leading man. Yeah, but I always say, I'm always like, it's not about the guy. It's really about the women that are cast around that guy. Mm-hmm. And I say that, you know, people think I'm saying it in like being self-deprecating, but I'm honestly not. I really think that if you had a monkey up there handing out a flower, and you have 20 very strong, beautiful, accomplished women. they're just like, I don't want that bitch to get a flower. You know what I'm saying? She's not going to get a flower before
you're
I get
done,
a flower.
You're done. You're out.
Yeah. So it's more about the women and that interplay that it's really not about the guy's not the prize.
But go back to chemistry. There has to be chemistry.
Gotta
right?
have it. Yeah. And you had said, you know, you had mentioned that you and Gary, did you guys have more of like a friendship vibe, or what would you say was your vibe?
Absolutely. I was his support. He confided in me. I made him laugh.
Yeah.
Like the very first one-on-one, but the first few minutes we had together, I remember looking in his eyes and he was very sincere and paid attention, which is very important in who I pick.
Absolutely.
You know? And I liked it. I thought, oh, well, let's give this a shot. Yeah. You know, I'd like to get to know him. We never got to that point where a one-on-one, but throughout the whole thing, I jumped out of his birthday cake and everything I did made him laugh. And at the rose ceremonies, I was his support, you know, touching my heart. Aww. And I was there for him. So we're buddies.
Yeah. That's almost like a wonderful gift to come away from the show with.
Absolutely.
Too, Trista and I have been friends now for 20 years.
That's it.
Ryan was actually my roommate in the mansion when we were bunk mates, you know.
You were in a bunk bed?
Well, we were in singles.
I had a single.
They weren't stacked.
I didn't want a bunk.
Yeah, but we were in singles. But it was funny because, you know, it was a very similar type of chemistry. Like, I adore her. Mm-hmm. But we had that friendship vibe that's carried over for 20 years now.
When you weren't the bachelor per se, you were in the group.
Yes.
How did the men vibe compare to the women?
So, you know, it's interesting. I think it starts at the top. I really do. So, and I would always say that. I would always say, you know, I think the lead really sets the tone for the show. And Trista is such a lovely spirit.
She's fun.
And just a kind
person.
She
was adorable.
She's all about gratitude. Mm-hmm. And so we went on that show and just, you know, we were 25 guys. We were, and I remember saying, cause I was the elder statesman of the group at the time. I was 30. And I remember saying to the guys, I was like, guys, it doesn't matter if we like each other or not. What matters is who she likes. So why don't we have a great time? Let's be buddies. Let's get along. Let's be supportive of
you
one
were
another.
That guy that
I was
said
that guy. And I'm like, let's be buddies.
Anybody butt up against you like, there's you, dude.
Not really with me, but they would like, there was still a couple
some
guys
macho
who would
people
like, be
out
like,
there,
you know, kind of, and I'd be like, dude, they're filming you. You know, don't talk like that.
You're
going to
regret this.
Yeah, you're going to regret it. And, you know, and I was so glad because we got along great. And then when I was the bachelor after that, I remember saying like, I had such a great experience on The Bachelorette because we all got along. I hope you guys can do the same thing.
Yeah.
I think for the most part, the women on my show got along really well too. You know, there were a couple in there that, you
they're
know,
always
they weren't there to make friends, yes, right? That's where the whole thing started, I think. But
that was different with our show because, I guess because of our age and our maturity and what we've been through in life, we were bonding.
Yeah.
I mean, that I took away such good friendships from this.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So like how to budget for a hot date in Malta like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. So one guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for the Bachelorette.
Or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take some time off from work, hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care. Then you can sit in a room full of sick people. Or you can open your medical emergency kit, match your symptoms to the doctor's recommendation prescription.
It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues. It has strong antibiotics for infections of all types, plus a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. It's all in here. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door, and you get 15% off at twc.health/famous.
You can use the promo code FAMOUS. That's promo code FAMOUS at twc.health/famous.
You've probably heard me say this before. I was so happy with how they cast the show because there was definitely an opportunity there where they could have, you know, made it like
more dramatic.
Cast some you know, young women in there that were going to just stir up the pot and all this kind of stuff. I was so glad that they went with an age appropriate cast, beautiful, accomplished, still young, you know, still young and vibrant women. But it wasn't like they were trying to just mix it up and make it dramatic for dramatic.
I thought to be golden, you had to be 65. That's what I understood. And when the first day when we came down from the hotel, the first night, we're getting in the limos, I'm looking around and I'm like, okay, I feel it right. And I look over here and my producer's like, don't look at anybody. I said, I'm going to get in car with them.
Right, why can't I can't look
and
at
I
them?
I look over here, it's all Joan. I go, oh, shit. And then funny. I find out she's 60. I was like, really?
Yeah.
Really? That's not golden.
That's not golden.
You don't get Social Security at 60.
You should be like, that should be a prereq. Right? Yes.
But there was like six of them on our show.
Yeah.
That were only 60. Isn't I was like, that something? Damn.
But what did you think? I mean, when you first met Gary, were you kind of like, oh my God, he's like,
he's a nice guy.
I thought he seemed like the nicest
he
guy.
He is a nice guy.
Good looking
He
dude.
Was Midwesterner. Yeah. You know, he didn't have a lot of games.
Sure.
You know, like that edge or whatever, like East Coast
said,
girls.
You guys, you went in for a little loving, and you were like, okay, no game here. No, well, yeah.
I think I shocked him. Gary, don't you think it's time you gave me a real kiss? He was like, oh.
And then he went for it, right?
He brought it in.
Hey, that's all you can do. You got to ask, right? The answer is always no if you don't ask.
Well, you know what? If there's chemistry and a woman says to you,
yeah,
don't you think it's time to give me a kiss? If you Showtime. Like, if you have chemistry, you're coming in.
You gotta throw it down.
It was my buddy.
There you go. Yeah, you're like, okay, we're not gonna go next level here.
Nah.
How much longer did you stay on the show after
Actually,
that?
Actually, I stayed to the very last, right before home.
Yeah.
Hometown.
Yeah, that was the same.
Because I was his support system. Yeah. I really believe it. Yeah. We are still friends today.
Isn't that nice?
Yes.
Well, I would say so. I mean, you were the officiant in their wedding, you gotta be
that
in
was
there,
a
right?
moment too, and they asked me.
Special. Be so heartfelt,
that
right?
was really special. Yeah,
there was a lot of great things that went on in that wedding. I mean, there was also a proposal that happened at the wedding, which was pretty cool.
Wait, I was plugging away. Yeah. I'm going to marry Charity. I told Braden I'm going to marry.
You got your business cards, you're handing them out all over the place. That's awesome. So, how's your experience been so far here in Carmel? Have you been having fun getting to hang out with everybody?
I'm just a little upset of the weather, yeah. but I'm even more upset that I have to leave tomorrow.
I know.
Had I known, I would have been here for 4 days easy.
Oh, heck yeah.
Easy. Next year, I will stay longer.
Now, are you going to go down to the Pro-Am? Are you going to go check it out?
Yes, I'm heading down there this afternoon. I can't wait.
Super fun experience.
Really thought I was going to get to play a little bit just to say I did, but I guess I'll buy a shirt.
There you go. Yeah. No one's going to know if you played or not. You can be like,
I was there. I was there.
I crushed it.
Pebble Beach.
Hey, did it. Yep. Well, I love. Thank you so much for coming on with me.
Absolutely, anytime.
You're just such a blast. I had so much fun hanging out with you last night.
No, last night was great.
My wife loved hanging out with
I
you and talking with you.
I loved
you,
everybody. So, yeah. We're a fun crowd.
It really is a fun crowd, isn't it? I always say that with the iHeart crew, too. It's like once you're a part of it, it's like, oh, please invite me to the next thing.
We did that jingle ball thing. That was so a blast. Fun.
Yeah.
That was such a
blast.
You know,
that was my first time ever at the Bachelor Mansion.
Really?
So when we did my season way back in the day, it was in a totally different house. So that's now the primary occupants, yes, you know, yes. the primary residence for the Bachelor, but I had never been. So.
It's so funny because I was watching Joey's and I'm like, oh, they rearranged that. They changed that color. Yeah. There's new sofas in there. Yep, like, yep. Everything's
different.
We got
different. A new designer, yeah, I guess, yeah. right? A new set designer. Yeah, it was beautiful when we were there. I loved what they, you know, how they set up the outside for the food and everything. And
yeah.
The big screen. And it was kind of nice.
I got to know the caterer lady, like on the rose ceremonies, the cocktail party.
Sure.
She would come in the first night I was out there and I'm going, so what are you bringing next time? She goes, is there anything you'd like? I said, oh, yeah. I would dictate.
That's awesome.
And she brought it all, and people were like, wow, we got it. I said, you're welcome.
You're welcome. Yeah, thank you, right here. I knew I liked you. So I was doing that same thing. When I walk into the mansion, I was like the second person in.
Can we have a little list?
Yeah, I was the second person in for Trista season, and there was like a pause, a really long pause, and I'm like in there by myself with this one other guy, and his name was Jamie. We ended up hitting it off, and we're still buddies today. And I remember I wasn't supposed to talk to the waiters or anything, but next thing you know, I'm walking in the kitchen.
God, yeah.
What you guys? What's going on back here?
What do you got?
Hey, can I get some extra lemons in my drink? And next thing you know, it's like, you know, come to find out they're all producers, right? I didn't even know.
Right? We don't
they're wearing
know them.
In-ears.
Right,
and, right. You know. But yeah, I'm so glad you had such a great experience.
Real quick, I had a psychic reading. Okay.
Oh, nice.
Now, I used to see this woman's mother for 20-some years. She passed and the daughter took over. And I've been seeing her and they're doing some kind of a documentary. She helps police find dead bodies, so on. And so forth. She's really, really amazing. And I was down in St. Martin with Kathy and Nancy just about a week ago. And she wanted to do this thing. I had to go upstairs and shut the door. Long story short, she says to me, there's a third ring. I go, really? She said, he has a connection with California. He's a bigger guy and he wears a mic in his ear. I'm like, I have not met him yet. But if you're out there and you hear me, step up.
Step up, buddy. And listen, we're not kissing like friends. You know what I'm saying? We're going for
just
it.
Just know how to kiss. That's something That's you can't
you
teach
need.
People.
No. My, you know, it's kind of weird. I remember practicing on my pillow in seventh grade. I'm like, I'm going to be really good at this someday. Never knew how it would affect me later in life.
Yeah, but how do you learn that? You know, it just happens. You're either good or you're not.
Yeah, you know, I haven't gotten any bad reports, but if there are any out there, keep them to yourselves.
Yeah, right.
I don't want to hear about it. Well, thank you so much. Have a great time the rest of the time you're out here. And I hope we get to have you on the show again.
But thank
talking about all the other good stuff you got
Working
on.
Absolutely. I know. It's just lining up. I'm having a ball.
Awesome. Keep it up.
Let's go see this golf.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule.
It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Childproofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/power safely, available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes. What keeps baby's skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to keep your baby's skin healthy and dry. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. Try Swaddlers with new Pampers Free and Gentle wipes for healthy baby skin. Free and Gentle cleans better without risk of tearing. It's made from 100% plant-based cloth that grips the mess and is 5 times stronger. With Free and Gentle, mess meets its match. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.